Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wide Nine, the first edition for 2020. We talk a lot of college football, but mostly this time it's NFL football because the playoffs are going on. Here's your host, Tom Milliken. Gov?
All that stuff is accurate except one thing. This is the second version. We cheated on you last week. We did do the Wide Nine. I'm so sorry.
But like I said earlier, unless I was here for it, it's like it didn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever. All right, so the Patriots season ended Saturday night. Tom Brady is now a free agent, and Chris Collinsworth said that he thinks Brady's going to play elsewhere next season. If the Lions signed Brady and then traded Stafford to New England, which team would have a better record next year?
The New England Patriots. Better defense, and quite honestly, Matthew Stafford was playing better this year than Tom Brady was before he got hurt. And Brady is just, he's not getting any younger. I mean, he's the greatest of all time. I'm not trying to compare the two for their legacies, but I'll say the Pats.
Jamie, I agree. Patriots, two reasons. Defense, Belichick.
I think it would actually be the Lions. I just do. Yes. Because I think.
Well, history's certainly on your side.
I think Brady with the
weapons.
The skill position players.
Yeah, you're right.
The Lions actually have better. He'd make Hockenson in the Gronk.
Yeah, but you're well.
Hockenson is Gronk.
I'm assuming the Patriots are going to upgrade their skill positions in the offseason, too.
Yes. All right, the six-seeded Vikings and Titans pulled off upsets this past weekend, defeating the Saints and the Patriots. Now the Vikings get the one-seeded 49ers. The Titans get the one-seeded Ravens. Which six-seed has the better chance of pulling off the upset?
That's a toughie. I'm going to go with the Titans only for one reason. Derrick Henry, and they have a way to possibly shorten the game. And if you limit Lamar Jackson's possessions, you have a better chance to win the game.
I'm going to say the Vikings. I think they're the better.
Of course.
They're my guys. I think they're a better overall team. Dalvin Cook is not Derrick Henry, but he's a pretty good representative. And, you know, I think you do need to have a strong quarterback play, and Kirk Cousins is just a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
I agree with you, although I do think the key to that game is the Niners' defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to Cousins and blow him up like Rodgers on that Sunday night game earlier this year, they're going to clock the Vikings. All right, Pete Carroll and John Harbaugh are both looking for their second Super Bowl ring. Who do you think's the better coach between the two?
I don't think there's any questions, John Harbaugh. To me, John Harbaugh is the second best coach in the NFL behind Bill Belichick. That's how highly I think of him. You look at what he's won with, how he's won, different ways that he's won. And I will admit that to go to Stoney's line here, there is something about Pete Carroll I've never liked and may go back to his USC days.
Personal bias shouldn't enter this.
I know, but I just think he's had the more talented teams, you know, whereas John Harbaugh hasn't always had the more talented teams, but he's found a way to win.
Jamie, once again, you're right.
I know.
That's amazing. John Harbaugh slightly, not by as much as you probably think, because I think he's done more with less. I mean, Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
This is the first time that he's had the one seed.
Is that right?
Yes. Wow. Their regular seasons have been spotty.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They've been played in a lot of wild card round games.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Pete Carroll has... I don't know. I know people don't like him, but it's phenomenal what he's done out there. And then I think, too, if you include the college aspect, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
he's done it
on both levels.
Whatever.
You guys just hate him.
No,
right.
I didn't know we were talking about college.
I do hate him.
All right. The Saints were eliminated on the last play in a playoff game for the third consecutive season. Have the Saints experienced the worst heartache of any professional sports franchise this century?
No, they won a freaking Super Bowl. The Lions.
Wow, that's it. You're man a few words over there today.
Well, no, but it's true.
He's not getting paid by the word.
No, I mean, seriously. Any team that's won a Super Bowl in this century, their fan base has not been the most tortured or whatever.
If you lost on a Hail Mary the other 18 seasons.
No, give me the Super Bowl. You got your ring.
I didn't take this as a yes no question. I thought you were maybe looking for some other teams who experienced heartache.
Well, yes,
I said the Lions.
You, Jamie.
I said the Lions.
The teams I'm thinking of are the LA Dodgers, who have been one of the best teams in baseball for most of the century, and they've lost Game 7 of the World Series, and their arch rivals who have not been won three World Series, the Giants. The Rockets have had game sevens in their building, huge leads in some of those games, and they've blown it. So those are two that came to mind. But I do think it is the Saints.
Thank you for playing along.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the Lions.
All right, the Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy as their next head coach. If you were McCarthy, would you want the Cowboys to re-sign or franchise tag Dak Prescott?
Yes.
Really?
No, I'm just... No, I would want them to franchise him, not re-sign him, because I don't think Dak Prescott... I think you're going into Matthew Stafford territory with Dak Prescott. Good quarterback, but you really want to make him that highest paid guy and build around him. To me, the jury's still out on him. So, yes, I'd franchise him to bring him back, but I wouldn't sign him to a long-term extension.
Jamie, you're right again. I would franchise him as a first year with a new coach. McCarthy and him have to see if they can work it out together. If they can, if he's good, then you re-sign him. If he can't, then you say, bye-bye, Dak.
Okay, so after the press conference and McCarthy gets done sleeping over at Jerry Jones's house, I think they should sit down and they should ask Mike McCarthy, what do you think of Matthew Stafford as a quarterback?
Sure.
And if it's positive, you trade for him.
Great.
The first round pick, and then the Lions can take Tua, and Quinn and Patricia get years.
I love it.
It'd be awesome. All right, the Panthers hired Baylor's Matt Rhule as head coach, and then the Giants hired some guy named Joe Judge. That leaves only the Browns with a head coaching vacancy. Who would you like to see the Browns hire?
Well, just so Jamie would be wrong for once, I'd love him to see Jim Schwartz. I do think he deserves another chance. And Schwartz in Cleveland, it's a match made in heaven. Him and Baker Mayfield, it would be bizarre.
You say wrong for once. I'm wrong a lot. I'd love to see him hire Jim Schwartz for the pure comedy aspect of it. And I'd like to see him hire Urban Meyer because I'd see Urban in the NFL to see if he can do it at the next level, which I'm kind of assuming that he can.
I'd love Urban with the Baker thing and the plant flag and then all the other personalities there. That'd be awesome. All right, now I mentioned we currently have just one head coaching vacancy with the Browns, but it seems like each year we get a surprise firing in late January. Give me a couple of teams that could make a surprising change.
I'm just throwing these out there. I have no idea. Seattle, maybe Pete retires. You know, he's been doing it a long time.
He's 70.
The Vikings, you know, I always feel like Mike Zimmer is on kind of shaky ground there. If they get blown out by the Niners, I don't get the sense the players love playing for him because I think it can be kind of difficult. And just moving into a new stadium, the Chargers, Anthony Lynn, maybe they make a change there.
I have a few as well. The Chargers I agree with because of the stadium thing. Watch out for just in case the Texans get blown out. Bill O'Brien, I mean, I know they love him there, but it might be time for him.
Lincoln Riley maybe to move down there. And
a weird one could be the Jets. I mean, Gase, you never know. And also, I don't think this would ever happen. But I don't know. Sean Payton may want to say, you know what, I've had enough here. I've had such three heartbreaking losses in a row. I can't take it anymore. Maybe they do something. So.
All right, Tariq Black entered the transfer portal. Donovan Peoples-Jones is entering the NFL draft. Nico Collins did say he's returning for his senior season. Will Michigan's offense suffer a setback with the early losses of DPJ and Black?
No, because Nico's back. I think Giles Jackson is good.
I love me some Giles Jackson.
Cornelius Johnson is pretty good as well. Sanistrill, they got some freshmen coming in.
Ronnie Bell.
Plus, it's year two with Gattis. Now, the biggest question is going to be the quarterback, not the receivers.
I think Jackson is really going to take leaps next year in this offense.
I don't know how you can survive the loss of Tariq Black. I mean, DPJ. I mean,
this was written for you.
I know. I mean, these Michigan receivers.
I know.
Pew, pew, pew. I mean, what did they have?
If Black would have played in the Citrus Bowl, they'd have won.
What did they have, 10,000 yards receiving and 96 touchdowns combined? Oh, I don't know how they can survive as a program.
Let's just have a little $5 bet right now. Tariq Black has a productive NFL career. Yes or no?
No. How do you define productive?
Meaning he's a good second or to third receiver. Okay. Marvin Jones-like.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a bet. Finally, the college football national championship game is Monday night. It only took 16 days to get there. With Clemson taking on LSU, who do you like to see to win and why?
So just so I can have Stoney say, Jamie, you're right once again. LSU, Coach O. Plus, I'm not sure I want to live in a world where Dabo and Clemson are decidedly the best program in America. I'd still like it to be kind of, up in the air.
Jamie, you're right again.
Damn right he is.
Yeah. And that's a wide nine.
Pretty close. I wrote down three words. LSU, Coach O. But I love the fact that something can be something different. Give me a different champion. I think it's great. I love the way they play the game of football.
There it is. That's the wide nine. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.